We'll see. I don't think it's
okay. Okay, I call the April 15th, 2019 regular board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanukin?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
And Dr. Winter is on her way. She's running a few minutes behind.
Looking for the flag. Okay, we have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, and I want to thank you all for coming on this fine sunny evening. Glad it warmed up a little bit. And is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and at this time we have our first hearing of the public, which if you have something to say, it must pertain to an agenda item. And if you wish to speak, please come forward and state your name and address. Okay, seeing no one, we will move on. Board members have had a chance to read the minutes from the March 25th?
Correct.
March 25th regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Okay, if not, all those in favor of approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Pass. At this time then, are you going to introduce Mr. Miller or just Mr. Miller? You're on.
Stand at the podium?
You can, and if you want to use the microphone, you can.
I think I'm good. I'll just use my gym voice. Good evening. Thank you for coming here to DIS for the board meeting. I am here. I want to introduce two of our staff members to talk to you a little bit about one of the programs that we're doing here at Dover Intermediate School. One of the programs that we have as a part of our school community is PBIS. I'm sure you've probably heard that. Positive behavior intervention supports. And basically, you know, schools have traditionally always had a code of conduct based on our board policy and rules that we have to follow that we enforce as far as students go. So we've always had that. We continue to have a traditional discipline system. But as a part of our PBIS system, the importance there is recognizing positive behaviors and being really clear with our expectations with kids so that they know, of course they know what not to do, but we also want them to know and teach explicitly what good behavior looks like in different areas of the building. So when you're doing what you're supposed to do on the bus or in the hallway or in the classroom, what does that look like? So a couple times a year, we take kids throughout, all of our students throughout the building, and they go throughout the building, they rotate through stations, and we actually teach them positive behaviors. What does good behavior look like? That's a huge part of our PBIS system. In addition to that, we have four building virtues that we focus on. Responsibility, respect, integrity, and empathy. And we talk to them about what those four virtues look like here at DIS and in the building. We are building on the foundation that they learn at the elementary level, two of their virtues that they focus on through the IB program is responsibility and respect. So we take that foundation and we build on that when they come here to DIS. We also recognize positive behavior. So throughout the year, we focus on a virtue every quarter. Classroom teachers do activities with their students to encourage our four virtues. And once a quarter, we have any staff member in the building can nominate a student that has, for example, really gone above and beyond in demonstrating integrity, for example. Any staff member can nominate them. We have a whole school assembly. Without notifying the student, we invite their parents, grandparents, relatives, and then we recognize them in front of the student body and in front of their parents. We read the comments of the staff member that nominated them to encourage more of that type of behavior. One of the areas that we wanted to extend our PBIS system was during lunch and recess. And through the work of Dr. Goggin and a grant he was able to obtain last year, we did the Youth Truth Survey. So we were able to look at that data and we identified an area, the cafeteria, as an area that we wanted to improve. So that's what we're going to talk to you about this evening. We've been piloting a program this year called Comfortable Cafeteria in an effort to improve our student outcomes and our student experience in the lunchroom. And we're going to pilot it this year and we're hoping to expand it next year. There's also a sister program that deals with recess that we're looking to possibly pilot down the road next year. So two of our staff members that have been instrumental in working with students with Comfortable Cafeteria, I'm going to let them give you the details, but we have Cheryl Pigtel and Jesse Fons, and they're going to come up and talk to you more about what we've been doing here at DIS.
Okay, that's Jesse and I have been doing something called Comfortable Cafeteria in our cafeteria. And what it is it's a 6-week program that's research-based that is helping not only students but staff as well with how they interact with each other, how they're comfortable, how we can make their day a little bit better, how we can make them ready to learn when they go back into the classroom. So it's a 6-week program. We were lucky enough that we know the director and author of the program, so she's also been guiding us a little bit and bringing in some of her occupational therapy students herself to come in and do some research with our kids and sit and have lunch with them as well. The first thing that we did was we took a survey about what they liked and didn't like about the cafeteria. And some of the things they didn't like was they weren't allowed to get up on their own without raising their hands to get extra napkins if they have a spill, or that it looked really sterile in there. So we made a few changes. We moved some of the silverware and napkins out. We made it so they could go ahead and get up without asking. We added some plants to make it look a little less sterile. We're getting some posters, televisions to put up. So that it'll be televisions, but it'll have signs and announcements on it. What else have we done?
We moved the lunch bins so that they're all carrying down their lunch bins throughout the day, and it was, you know, all scattered around. And so one of the big things is that there wasn't enough time for them to get through the lines or get their lunches, sit down, eat, and not feel rushed. So we moved the lunch pail so they could more easily find their lunch bins. We also
turned off the lights.
Yep.
They said the lights really bothered them.
And we also...
The lights were turned down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on the one side,
the higher side.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's so much natural light over there. Mm. This is a lot, and you can hear the lights. You can always hear the fluorescent lights, especially if you're a kid that's kind of sensitive to those noises.
And then we also helped with the way that they move through the line. So they're getting through a lot quicker so that they have more time to sit down and actually enjoy their meals.
And once we worked with them on those kind of physical aspects of the cafeteria, we talked with them about respect and working with the adults in the cafeteria, as well as how they need to respect their space and clean up. We've noticed a huge change in how much cleaner the cafeteria is when they leave, which is huge. They really need to take responsibility and care for their own areas. And now they'll stop and go back for that straw wrapper because they know we're going to stop them.
Or they give us the eye. They know that we're going to stop them. So.
One of the other things we did was we worked with them on conversations with people you may not know well. So we brought in kids from the high school, kids from the National Honor Society signed up to come on over and have lunch with our kids. That was their favorite week so far. The high school kids have asked to come back. The kids here have asked if the high school kids can come back. We overheard some really awesome conversations about how do you deal with this in your family, or what do you do for homework for this. Those are questions they can't ask. Anybody, it's kind of nice to have like a high school age peer to ask those questions.
And then one of the other things that we did recently, so this week coming up will be week 6 of the program. So just last week we had a sensory day where we were able to work with PTA, and we're working with them again next week.
They've been very, very
so
helpful.
They brought in some sensory foods, and so what that looked like is each child got a little plate of crunchy, chewy salty and spicy snacks just to kind of give them that experience.
Things that wake you up and get you ready to learn.
So we talked to them about all of those sensory experiences that are coming in, and even for our Mix It Up Day. There was a day where they had to sit with friends of their, or peers of their birthday month, rather than sitting with their friends that they typically sit with, and that was a more challenging week for them. But we did talk about how, oh, you're feeling uncomfortable now, but let's think of all of these children who are then sitting at the other table every week who don't have somebody to sit with or who feel as uncomfortable as you do today. And so just kind of increasing that awareness so that we can touch all tier 1, 2, and 3 students, so that we're not just reaching out to all of the students who blatantly obvious that they need our help. We're touching on those other kids who might be kind of go under the radar because they're not in your face with some of the behaviors that they're experiencing or having, or some of the things that they're experiencing. And then next week with PTA, we're doing, our last week is a healthy eating week. So we're bringing in some fruits and veggies, some of which they probably have had, but you would be amazed at the kids who have never touched a raisin before. So we're learning
that.
We're learning a lot about that.
It's a raisin, no one wanted to touch it.
Oh, so, yeah.
Try it. You're gonna hate it.
It was just one
it's a raisin.
So just getting to know them, they're getting to know us, and we're opening up a lot of avenues for conversation for those kids who may be struggling, so that they're comfortable talking to the staff if they need something, feel more ready to learn when they get back because the cafeteria is not a stressful place.
One of the other things that we actually noticed was a reduction in office referrals, which of course makes Mrs. Hall really excited as the assistant principal. So it was really cool to identify a need within the building based on data and then to use student input to improve that process. So we're just in the beginning stages, as we said. We're piloting it, going into week 6, but we've been able to involve the PTA, involve the kids, and of course, none of this would have been possible without the hard work of these two. They really have put in all the legwork and the behind-the-scenes stuff to make it reality, so thank you both.
Yeah. And I think, too, one last thing I want to say before we go, is the program was designed by an occupational therapy instructor at Cleveland State. And so it's a great way for us to kind of get involved with the community outside of our little Westlake bubble, and we are able to reach out to them, and now Westlake will be kind of in those conversations, as Sue Basic is the one who developed the program. She speaks around the world. She's very well known in pediatrics, especially with mental health promotion and awareness. So I think it's a really cool thing to be involved in, and I hope that our next project is the Refreshing Recess, which has similar kind of tones to it, just inclusion and friendship and just what that means to be kind throughout
mental,
your everyday.
Mental health aware.
Yeah. So that's it. Thank you.
Give time for questions,
yeah,
possibly?
Questions? Sure.
Yeah.
The, I'm thinking about the office referrals, and is that a data point that you were tracking? It is a data point. And so there will be data that you'll continue to collect. Can you share that with the board when the program is finished?
We do, we use Google Forms to collect office referrals.
Sure.
So anytime a staff member submits an office referral, we have you know, the data.
Well, not just office referral, just all of the data,
sure.
or at least a data summary.
Sure.
But it sounds like a fantastic program. I think about how the cafeteria, how being outside during break time can be an anxious period. Through Youth Truth, you know that we've collected a lot of data that says it's something that all districts throughout the country need to focus on, so I'm glad that you're focusing on it. And I think the last time I was here for lunch was actually with Mr. Hopkins, and can I invite him for lunch and stop by again to see what's going on?
Anytime.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Get
down with the kids. They love it.
Thanks.
It sounds wonderful. It really does. Have you noticed that there are less children eating alone then? Or?
We've noticed more conversation between the students. They've been pretty good about always having kids at every table. There's never a child that's just sitting by himself.
Okay.
But we've noticed kids talking more to each other, or at a table where there's maybe only 4 or 5 kids that didn't necessarily talk to each other, but were maybe reading because they were uncomfortable. I haven't seen many kids reading books anymore. They're all kind of talking.
And this is, how many lunch periods do you have?
Four.
And this is done at all four?
Yes.
I would hate to see such a wonderful thing end, especially I like the when I hear that the kids are helping to clean up. Because, you know, they make the mess. They should clean it up. Do you have any plans to continue this when they go to middle school?
So right now, the research for Comfortable Cafeteria is actually K-4. So we are helping Sue get her research for grades 5-6, which is kind of cool because now as she goes to lecture through all these other countries, she'll talk about Westlake. And that's a pretty good, kind of nice promotion for us.
Yeah, and she's been in a couple times as well to sit and observe the students and kind of observe how we have been working. Mm-hmm. And then part of the program too is that we were able to, Nick allowed us to come in and actually speak to the staff that's working with the students in the cafeteria, even when we're not there. So our lessons, we call them lessons, but it's kind of our little themes for the week, are done on Wednesdays. And then Cheryl and I are typically outside of the cafeteria for the majority of the week, aside from when we're able to pop in. So the staff has then been trained on how to carry out these principles, we'll call them, and just the interactions with the students rather than the, it just becomes a little more casual because there's that mutual respect then. Okay, if you're going to respect me, the same will happen in return. And I think that that just kind of decrease in anxiety in that space has helped then with the overall, it's a little more lighthearted, I think.
So I think what we'd love to see is the new elementary start this. Because
absolutely.
What a great time to do that. When you're opening a new elementary and you have parents that are a little nervous about unstructured times with so many students in one building.
Yeah. Well, and the PTA could probably
help us out.
Dr. Winter, you missed a wonderful presentation at your school because you have what, K through five.
I am so sorry. There's something going on 90, and I suspect it's an accident because there are some emergency vehicles, but it's kind of rough. But anyway, I do apologize for missing.
But this sounds like a neat program for schools if they could get the grant.
Oh,
well, thank you so much for doing this.
This is free.
It was funded through the Ohio Department of Education.
Really?
Yeah. The only funding that we needed was the for weeks 5 and 6 for the food. And other
that's
than that,
wonderful.
Cheryl and I were able to do the rest.
You know, one of the things I was going to mention is that my kids went through, came into fifth grade from fourth grade. One of their biggest stressors was lunch. Because they didn't they don't know who they're going to sit with. And that continues through up into high school. So they stress about it. So my question is there anything that you can kind of do at the beginning of the year, especially with those fourth graders that are coming into fifth grade?
Yes.
Who, you know, they've had that little buddy system maybe already at their one school. Now they're coming in and there's three other schools that they're merging with, especially for this year. Now hopefully maybe the year after that, it won't be as bad because they'll be a lot more closer together class-wise. But the beginning of the school year is very stressful.
Yeah. I think it would be great to start something like this at the beginning of any school year with any of the schools.
Yeah.
Because it does give the kids kind of a sense of like community, and they can talk to their peers that they don't know about. What's this Wednesday's theme? How do you feel about it? Did you think it was fun? And we liked, and maybe for us it was kind of a boost to self-esteem. Whenever we would walk in, we would hear the kids say, "It's Wednesday."
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So I think to start so at the beginning of the year would be really helpful. And for those students who then next year will be in sixth grade, who have already done the program in fifth grade, there are easy ways to change it. So rather than bringing in National Honor Society, we could bring in you guys, or we could bring in maybe some athletes or different people. Bring in parents or just different ways to change the week so it's a little bit different, but that the things that they're learning are still the same.
Thank you.
It sounds excellent. Thank you.
I would like to bring up Dave Kosovar, Director of Business Affairs, to introduce our Alliance Club.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to introduce some special guests we have here on our front row. We have David Sacco, International Lions Club President, Kevin and Linda Barrett, Nan Baker, Denise Ayers, District Chair Jim Fales, and District Governor Joyce Prokop. I hope I said that correctly. Several years ago, Lions Club had approached the school district with a interesting project. They had recognized the need for schools to have some sort of an emergency kit to put into classrooms in case there's a problem in the building. If the building needed to be locked down, if there was an issue that was occurring, there were times where classrooms and teachers and students would spend a lot of time huddled down waiting for the proper all clear to go on with the rest of their day. So working with Dave and Kevin, they had introduced a bucket that has some basic supplies in it that they made available to us. So they had donated, graciously put together and donated 287 of the safety buckets. And I'd want to steal Dave's thunder and Kevin's thunder. They'll go over a little bit about what's inside of them, but there are some very basic needs, some blankets and some other things that will assist our teachers when working with the children in the class. And I also wanted to let you know that we are also providing some other material in the bucket before it goes into classrooms. We're putting a Stop the Bleed safety kit in there so every teacher could have access to it right in their room. And a small hammer in case they need to break a window or use it otherwise to help out with their class. So with that, Dave, I'm not sure if you wanted to say a little bit about the Lions Club and then maybe introduce
just
Kevin as well.
Don't take too much time. I'm not international president, but the interim president.
Intro. Oh, international sounded
better. Very pleased to be here this evening with my fellow Lions colleagues and also our district chair, Jim, here. It was a project that was started approximately 3 years ago. Through the discussions, we wanted to create a safety bucket that would be available to all the classrooms within the Westlake City School District under the supervision of the teacher. It's very important. These aren't just anywhere. They're under the supervision of the teacher. And basically, we hope you never have to use it. It's one of the things that's there, but you hope you never have to use it. All the materials we were able to donate through solicitations and so forth. And with that being said, I'm going to let Lion Kevin tell you what's inside the bucket and so forth from there. And about 2 weeks ago, we were able to deliver close to 300 buckets to your system for that. So we're happy to do that. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having us tonight. Yeah, some of the basic things we place in the buckets are such items as toilet paper, paper towels, a plastic bag, fleece blanket, and an ice wrap, bottle of water, duct tape, and with these items, a variety of things can be done in case of some kind of emergency, such as a lockdown where they're stuck in place for a long time. The supplies can be used for a variety of purposes. The blanket for privacy, the bucket can actually be emptied and used as an emergency toilet if it got to be that long of a period with the kids and so forth. A little bit about Lions. Lions are the world's oldest and largest service organization, formed in 1917. One of the basic models of Lions is we serve. And another adage is where there's a need, there's a line. So the Safety Bucket Project is an example of the wide range of things that people are involved in Lions and their friends can get involved with to help the community in a unique way. Clubs from two or three members to 60 members do all sorts of stuff in their communities and help people around the world. And if any of you would ever have an interest in joining a formal service organization such as the Lions, please let us know, and I think you'll find it very rewarding. We know we enjoy working on this project. We appreciate your patience. We appreciate the help of our sponsors, our fellow members, and other citizens that pitched in. And we hope to work with the schools in the future on other projects as our club will hopefully grow. We'll be able to have more of an impact in the community. So once again, thanks for having us. Enjoy the rest of the school year, and we hope to see you around town. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I think we need to add some, a box of Cheez-Its would be good in there. For an emergency.
For an emergency. Each of the, I would say that each of the buckets does have a list of donors that that helps the supply products for that, and that you've done this for other school districts in the area as well. So they have been providing a lot of service for the community.
And I know you mentioned about us being patient, but I will tell you this: your timing couldn't have been better. It's great that it came right now, because we just did our Stop the Bleed training in fall. And then with us opening our new school next year, we don't have to bring them to the old schools and then to the new school. We're going to bring them right in and load them up. It gives us a great opportunity to put the Stop the Bleed kits in and the other stuff. So your timing is absolutely perfect. So thank you.
Don't you also do the eyeglasses? You collect the eyeglasses at Porter Library? Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Hope we don't have to use it, but it's there if we do. So, yes.
And so, for those of you at Lions Club and DIS, we're going to have our construction report in the rest of our meeting. You are more than welcome to stay, but it is a beautiful evening, and if you'd like to go to enjoy that as well, we fully understand and we appreciate what both of you do for the schools. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be all set. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're right back to you.
Oh, did you want with us?
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, you can represent us. Gentlemen,
it's nice to see you. Take a picture of our president here.
How are you doing?
That's why I don't know those things around, you know, you never know what the hell.
I don't know what it was, but that was, I think